Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Voyage of the Slaves, a tale from the castaways of the Flying Dutchman, by Brian Jakes, narrated by the author and others. This book is copyrighted 2006 by the Red Bull Ladita Limited. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books. Adrift in the Mediterranean Sea, Ben and his loyal dog Ned fall into the clutches of an evil slave lord. Possessing nothing other than their friendship and their wits, survival becomes a daily battle as they confront ruthless enemies in their quest for freedom. And now, Voyage of the Slaves.
Book 1. Lord of the Barbary Coast.
The legend of the Flying Dutchman is known to all men who follow the seafaring trade. Captain Vanderdecken and his ghostly crew, bound by heaven's curse to sail the world's vast oceans and seas for eternity. The curse was delivered by the angel of the Lord, who descended from the firmament to the very deck of the doomed vessel. Vanderdecken and his evil crew were bound, both living and dead, to an endless voyage. Only two were to escape the Flying Dutchman: a mute, ragged orphan boy, Ben, and his faithful dog, Ned. They were the only two aboard who were pure of heart, innocent of all wickedness. The angel had them both washed overboard in a storm off Cape Horn, castaways of the Flying Dutchman. Barely alive, they came ashore at Tierra del Fuego, the tip of South America. Unfortunately, they too were casualties of the angel's curse, destined to live endlessly without growing older by a single day. However, heaven being merciful, decreed that Ben was granted the power of speech in any language. Additionally, he could communicate with the dog by process of thought. Thus began a friendship that would last through many centuries. Their destiny was to wander the world, all its lands, seas and oceans, never stopping in one place to watch mankind growing older before their eyes. Ever on the move before anybody could detect that the boy and his dog stayed eternally young. Haunted constantly by the spectre of Vanderdecken, seeking to bring them back amid the ghastly crew of that hell ship, the Flying Dutchman, and having to travel constantly at the angel's command. Ben and Ned shared many thrilling adventures on their travels, from the tip of Cape Horn up to Cartagena and the Caribbean Sea, shipping with French buccaneers, pursued by Spanish pirates and an English privateer, in a sea chase across the vast Atlantic. Wrecked and cast ashore, straight into another drama, across France and into the Pyrenees, pitted this time against evil kidnappers, their adventure culminated in the Bay of Biscay. From there, Ben and Ned, castaways, once more in a small open boat, ventured into Mediterranean waters. Waifs of fate, they coasted the shores, living on their wits, always awaiting the decree of heaven that they should drift into yet more dangers and perils, with the spectre of the Dutchman ever looming over them.
Chapter 1. Circa 1703, the Mediterranean Sea, somewhere between Alexandria and the island of Cyprus. From cloudless Asia vaults, the great golden eye of the sun shone down on the sea below. Its pitiless glare took in the boat, a small, weather-beaten craft with no zephyr of breeze to steer it, a tattered gamboge sail hung uselessly over the prone figures of the boy and his dog, lying side by side. The big black Labrador's tongue lolled out, its flanks rising and falling, as it panted against the relentless noontide heat. The boy raised his head, brushing thick tow-coloured hair from his vision. With an effort, he hauled himself up, his strange blue-grey eyes scanning the horizon. Running a swollen tongue across his cracked lips, he groaned. nowhere in any...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?